At the Animal Agriculture Alliance Summit in Arlington, Virginia, let's visit with Wesley Smith, author and senior fellow in human rights and bioethics with the Discovery Institute. Wesley, talk about the gist of your message today. You talked about the human cost of the animal rights movement. Summarize your message for us.
Certainly. There were two aspects that I think people have to understand. Number one is that animal rights is not the same thing as being nicer to animals. That's animal welfare. Animal rights is actually an ideology. It's a dogma. It's a belief system. It's a belief system that says human beings and animals have equal moral worth, and hence that which is done to an animal should be viewed in the same way as if the same thing were done to a human being. Hence, cattle ranching is as evil as slavery, and doing research on lab rats for cancer cures is the same thing as Mengele at Auschwitz. And that leads people into some very radical actions and an attempt to destroy all animal domestication. I think it is hard for a lot of people to believe that these animal rights activists, again, as opposed to animal welfare, actually believe this. But they do, and they believe it fervently, and they believe it literally, religiously. And once that is understood, then you can understand why it's very hard to make a rational accord with true animal rights activists, because if they will agree to anything, it's only a temporary tactical advantage for them when their real goal is to destroy all animal husbandry.
How does, or how should, in your opinion, the industry deal with this? Does it need to be a targeted approach or a multifaceted approach?
I think the animal industries and all people of goodwill who benefit from animal industries have to look at it from several approaches. First of all, it is a human duty of human exceptionalism to treat animals humanely. The one thing animal industries should never do is cut corners at the expense of their animals. They need to maintain very proper standards and be sure that they do that so that when and if, and perhaps when, animal rights activists start kicking on their door, they can demonstrate that they're treating animals in a proper fashion. Secondly, I think that animal industries need to stop hiding under the desk. Animal industries provide tremendous human benefit to society. And the message of good, inexpensive, nutritious food, of medical cures, and of other methods, other benefits we receive from animals to the love of our dogs, needs to be more adequately addressed and basically shouted from the rooftops. The animal rights advocacy is driven by hyper-emotionalism, depictions of abused animals, which everybody hates to see. But there's another side to that, and that is when animals are used properly, humans benefit tremendously. And think of the harm that would happen and be caused to human society if there were no domesticated animals. And I'm going to repeat, the ultimate goal of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, I believe the ultimate goal of Humane Society of the United States, which is not affiliated with the local Humane Society, the ultimate goal of all true animal rights groups and believers is the end of all animal domestication. It is not being nicer to animals, not treating them better. That's animal welfare. That's an important and noble goal. It is the end of animal domestication altogether, which would cause tremendous human harm.
Do you think the industry, animal agriculture industry, do you sense that they're getting on top of this issue, trying to get back some of the momentum?
No, I'm afraid I sense the animal industries are like the proverbial deer caught in the headlights. Their eyes are big, they understand that there's a real and present danger, but they haven't quite yet figured out what to do about it. I think it's because it's very hard to get your mind around the premise that people who are pounding on your door actually believe that animals and humans have equal moral worth, and that animals literally should have, quote, rights, as opposed to humans just having the proper duties of care. Once they understand that they're enemies, and that's who the animal rights activists are, not animal welfare activists. Animal welfare activists and animal industries actually have much in common and should work together. But the animal rights activist is the enemy of all animal industries. Once they understand that, once animal industry workers, employees, and leaders realize that they just can't sit down and explain themselves to the animal rights activists to show that they have good intentions, to show that they treat their animals properly, because by definition, to the animal rights activists, the animal industry executive or animal industry employee is engaging in evil. They mean that and believe it literally and fervently. Then at that point, you can begin to say, okay, we're not going to be able to work with these people. Let's defeat them in the public square, in the marketplace of ideas.
And I know you have a new book out, and so these ideas, I guess, are the main focus of this book?
Yeah. A rat is a pig is a dog is a boy. The human cost of the animal rights movement, again, is not to defend animal industries per se, but it is to explain the belief system of animal rights activists, some of the tactics they've taken to cause human harm already, the planned tactics they have in the future, such as giving animals the right to sue, which is a huge agenda item on the animal rights agenda. The human benefit we receive from animals, and also it's a defense of the unique importance of human life. I think one of the things that we are beginning to lose as a society, particularly among the elites and the intellectual classes, is the idea that human beings have greater moral worth than other animals on the planet, or than animals on the planet, and also that there is such a thing as human exceptionalism. If we lose the idea that humans have a unique moral value, and also unique duties that come from that, it will not help human society, and it will not help animals, because if we redefine ourselves as just another animal in the forest, I'm afraid that's just how we'll act.